Good morning. I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Cincinnati science fiction writer Christopher Bennett will be in the studio later to discuss his debut original novel, Only Superhuman. And local historian Donald Clare shares stories from his book, Rabbit Hash Kentucky, River-born Kentucky Bread, in about 20 minutes. With just one retail spot left to fill, Phase 1 of the Banks development is moving right along, and this past week won a prestigious National Planning Award. This morning, Marianne Zalesnik talks with project executive of the Banks, John Dietrich.
Good morning, John. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So, you know, there was a time when we talked about the Banks as this sort of barren land that nothing was happening on and everyone was frustrated and the stadiums were sort of in progress but not, and what should we do with this? And that is not the case anymore. Phase one just about wrapped up. There's, what, one retail space left? Is that right?
Correct.
Tell us how things are going right now in that, in phase one of the project.
Well, phase one is very much in the developer's hands right now, and we did get the news about two spaces being leased recently, and he still has one left, as you pointed out. There's also a hotel pad directly across from the Reds Hall of Fame on Joe Nuxhall, and an office pad that's at Walnut and Second.
Now, explain what that means if somebody's not familiar. What's an office pad or a hotel pad?
Yeah, good point. That's engineering speak. We've built a garage to get the area out of the floodplain and built what's called the podium, which is a slab of concrete, essentially, that's been detailed only in the sense that you can tell where the elevators are going to go that will go into the garage. You can... All the utilities are run underneath, you know, so it's a prepared site. It's like having a foundation built without having the building there yet.
And this is part of phase two, is that correct?
No, it's the hotel is called phase 1B and the office is phase 1C, just to keep them straight.
So you have that already. Any word on whether anything's coming there anytime soon?
Well, that's up to the developer to get that word out, and there is no word at this point.
One of the words that came out this week is that you've won an award, and it's a planning award, and I thought it best for you to tell us what it is and sort of explain why this is important.
Well, for engineers and planners, this is like the Oscars. I guess they announced the nominations for the Oscars this week. But it's like that. It's a national award from the American Planning Association, which is a very prestigious group. It's a group that certifies planners as knowing what they need to know to be planners. And they give 18 different awards in 18 different categories. Personally, I consider this the most important one because we got it for implementation. My old design teacher used to say ideas are a dime a dozen. It's the implementation that counts. And that's certainly true. You know, you can't eat a meal in a book. You know, you can kind of dream about it, but you can't really do it. Or you can't go to a ball game in a plan. You got to have the ballpark there.
What did they like? What did the judges say or the organization say they liked about the implementation of the Banks?
Two things that really struck them were, first of all, it looks a lot like the plan said it should look. There's obviously been an attention to the plan over a number of years. And so, you know, there people come and people go, but the plan lives on in this case. And it's, you know, there's been handoffs, you know, to the people who have come in. And they also like the fact that there's actually money being made. You know, economically, this has been successful because there are viable businesses there. And they also like the fact that it's a mixed-use neighborhood. And 300 apartments fully rented, waiting list still, life is good.
The thing that I think people may not recognize with the Banks, because some of it's been done for a long time, and you were in town, left town, and came back, but you were here when it all started, and it really started with Fort Washington Way.
Correct. There was a very fortuitous combination. ODOT wanted to do something with Fort Washington Way. It was falling apart, and it had the worst accident rate of any mile of freeway in the state. So something had to happen. They had enough money programmed to simply kind of repair the bridges and repave it, but that clearly wasn't the answer. At the same time, of course, the Bengals and the Reds were both making noises about they wanted something better than Riverfront Stadium, and the downtown businesses and really the region was saying, you know, what's with the riverfront? It's a mess still. You know, there have been, again, probably easily 12 different plans done for what to do with the riverfront, and it still was a stadium in the middle of a huge asphalt parking lot, not what people wanted.
So why did this plan stick?
A couple things. One, because Fort Washington Way was able to happen, we were able to finance it, and the voters passed the sales tax, which of course comes up every year when the county's budget is done. Those events kind of conspired. You had the freeway was done, you had the ballpark and the football stadium done, and then the Freedom Center came along. And of course, things waited for a while till the development happened. But that initial effort was very much the city doing what they did with streets and so forth, utilities, the county doing what they did with the ballpark and the football stadium. And what was needed was the Banks Working Group, chaired by Bob Castellini, pulled the group of citizens together that set the project on track to be implemented. And they came up with not only a developer who knew what they were doing, they also came up with what is in effect the implementation plan for the development, the public-private partnership that really made the development happen. And in fact, public-private partnerships really weren't allowed by law until this last year. So it was a very innovative document. It's about 6 inches thick altogether, called the Master Development Agreement. And there are a city-county cooperation agreement that goes with it and a parking cooperation agreement. And of course, they all refer back to the Reds and the Bengals leases. And so, you know, really, in order to spark the plan, the county and the city had to come together, really directed by this citizen group. And it just, that was what was needed to push the thing over the top. Plus, we had a developer who knew what they were doing and were able to get the job done.
Well, John, congratulations on the award.
Thank you very much.
And thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure.
I've been talking with the project executive for the Banks, John Dietrich. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.